Brookie's Home Invasion.
Is this thing on?
Well, my, I do declare it must be time for Uncensored Radio. You see our live.
Oh, indeed
I've got
is.
The vapors. Welcome, cool. Ladies and gentlemen. How are we all today?
I'm just peachy keen and so ready to go.
No one, before we start, no one feels like they're going to run away in the middle of the show today?
Look, no. I'm not, but only because I want to be dramatic. But look,
did somebody run away in the middle of last week's show?
Oh, girl, you missed the onset walk off.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, you missed the walk off.
All over Bette Midler. Bette Midler, stop meddling in our show. You meddling
anyway,
middler, bitch.
If you want to know who walked off middle of the show last week, go back and have a little look. It's on YouTube. If you want to check it out, you know, just go to our YouTube down the bottom there. YouTube.com/uncensoredradio. It was
well,
very exciting.
I'm not here. I miss all the
excitement. And I hope you people have a good show.
One week, Vera, and the whole show falls apart. But how are you, my love?
I'm good. I can't believe it. It feels like I've been gone for a million years, but it has only been 1 week, hasn't it?
It has. It makes you feel like your life's gone away when you're not here, isn't it?
I know. I was having a discussion with somebody, and she wanted to do something on Thursday, and I said, nope, bad cat's night. And she goes, well, don't they ever let you have it off? And it's like, you do know I enjoy it, right? I want to be there. It's something I like to do.
We don't hold her to ransom very much.
No, I only missed last week because I'm on the union negotiation committee, and I was...
I'm feeling Vera's withdrawal because now I can only ever have every second Friday off. So it means that I'm not on the show as regularly, but I'm going to negotiate with my boss to be able to still, they'll let me do it. I know they will. I hope you're watching. I will just negotiate and say, look, I got a podcast between this hour and this hour. I'm happy to work over or start earlier to make up the hours. And they will be fine with that because my work is not, hands-on anymore. It's a different kind of work. So
negotiations.
Be on every Friday. Can be nice. Or every Thursday night for you Americans.
Oh, hey, Miss Dakota. We love you. We miss you.
Oh, Dakota, thank you for our Real Housewives of Melbourne TikTok that everyone can go and watch. We're going to do another one very soon about, Gina wearing high heels on someone else's $40,000 tennis court, and it really upset her.
I love that we're talking about it like a show from like 10 years ago. That's okay.
Oh, well, we are.
We are.
Guess what?
10 years ago. Has it been that long?
Oh, dear. How is our own Mimi first? How are you, Brooke? I love you, Brooke.
That was the filthiest read that we've ever had on this show.
I've broken
Why
her.
Why do you fucking hate me?
We don't hate you.
I mean, Dakota forgets me on her TikTok. And then now this, I mean, wow.
Oh, guys. No, they're shitting on you, wow. Brookie. They're shitting on you, darling. I'm not having it.
Haters gonna hate. Don't be fucking jealous.
Everybody loves
you, Brookie. Don't hate me because you ate me. Oh my god!
But you're okay. You've recovered from your bad luck streak. We hope.
Yeah, look, I'm good. I'm good.
No, show them the evidence of the home invasion.
I did not have a fucking home invasion. I had cupping done on my neck because I've got lots of issues left over from my car accident.
Home invasion.
It was not a home invasion. And I was not attacked by my husband, as some other friends have suggested.
Just blink twice, Brooke.
I think it's the other way around. I think when you meet Chris in person, Luke, he'll be the one that's blinking a lot.
Yeah,
he will not blink unless I tell him he can fucking blink. All right.
Exactly. He'd be like handing me copies of his documents, like, please make sure people knew who I was.
But I promise I'll have a TikTok there for you later, Brooke. Dakota.
Breast out. Yes, oh.
Our very own TikTok sensation.
A titty TikTok.
Yeah, titty TikTok, we call it. Titties. Titty TikTok. So, yes, now it's been busy. There's been a lot going on this week. I do have to, at the top of the show, give a little shout out I've just been blinded by this man's beauty.
Burning toast.
A session of Jeffrey's and mine. Mr. Theo Tams, who was the winner of Canadian Idol back a few years ago, has a brand new single out today, Limbo. If you've ever had a bad boyfriend that sucks complete ass, you need to go and jump on Spotify or Apple Music now and listen to Theo's new single. It's great, and we're hoping that Theo is going to come on the show. I was talking to him earlier.
Okay, so I'm not going to make any comments then.
No, he is such a sweetheart. If you have a chance to follow him,
I was going to say he looks like a Ken doll that went bad. That's all. He's not terrible.
He's got the bad,
the naughty Ken doll.
He used to have the idol image, you know, the. I'm Canadian Idol. I've got like the good boy image, and then he was out. He like accidentally outed himself on live TV.
I put maple syrup on my pancake.
Now he's getting that hot boy summer.
Nearly said pikelets. I just said pancakes.
So stream Theo's new single, and he may come visit us on the show. We hope anyway.
Oh,
Jeff and I've been
great.
He's a lovely guy. If you get a chance to check out his Yeah, and there's some better photos. Whew, I'll show you later.
Okay. So wait, I want to do I was gonna say hashtag Rimmies for Steve, but I won't.
So yeah, even if you get a chance to check out his Instagram or TikTok, he does lives where he does song requests and he'll sing to you and all that kind of stuff. And Vera, you'll probably love him. He's like got that blue-eyed soul voice, and you're like, oh, makes you melt a little bit. So, good luck, Theo.
Easily.
We hope the single is a monster for you, and we hope that you come on Uncensored soon. Well, guys, should we get into it? There's
Dive
a lot
right
to talk
in.
About this week. All right, diving in. Hold your nose, close your eyes. We're jumping into this week.
Hot load of hot topics.
Here we are.
Okay.
That was short.
V, I missed you last week. We had some political talk, and then
I know. If it weren't for my union, I would have been here.
Right. If she wasn't being political, she would have been here talking political.
Yeah. Because you know this, the Trump show, watching the popcorn, sipping the tea.
Do you want to talk? So do you want to talk? About
Let's talk
the
a Trump.
The more trouble that he's going through at the moment.
You
Look
know,
at how unimpressed this woman is. She's so sad about life. She's like, this is my life. Take us there, V. Give us the update on Trump.
The former prez. The investigation's been going on for 2 years into January 6th. And every week when you think they can't top what they happened at the last hearing, they top it.
Last week we had confirmation that he knew that he knew everyone had weapons and still was encouraging them to go to the Capitol, and you know the whole I'm gonna pull at the steering wheel and all that kind of stuff from the intern. What's the update?
The most recent was the meeting on December 19th, where Team Normal and Team Crazy. Team Normal were the advisors who understood the Constitution and the rules of democracy, and we're not going to allow Trump to subvert them. And Team Crazy were the ones that were trying to find a way to subvert the actual vote. On December 19th, there was a huge blow up in the White House where Team Normal was facing off against Team Crazy. And they were trying to escort Giuliani out of the White House. They were trying to get Sidney Powell to back off, and Trump was trying to nominate Sidney Powell special prosecutor so she could impound all the voting machines and he could declare martial law, or he could throw out whatever votes he wanted. So a lot has gone down, and they say there's even more to come.
And at least now, like, the shadow of Roe vs. Wade is kind of subsiding a little bit and has gone into the community. But they're still stoking it so that we're not paying attention to this. We're not paying attention to what's actually happened.
Yeah,
it's just so convenient that this is happening at the same time, right?
Oh, and that's been, I mean, Donald Trump's entire presidency was, don't pay attention to the shit going down over here. Look at this shiny object. A gay guy just got married on national TV. Oh my
He's
God.
He's the Jada Essence Hall of
look over there!
Of the White House. Look over there!
Oh my God, that trans woman is shoving her vagina down my face. No, she's not. She's just asking to be here.
That's hard.
You know? Hard.
That's what she said.
You wouldn't mind a vagina shoved in your face, Brooke. Come on.
Don't look. A girl's got to have some secrets, all right?
Look, it's really quite. Look, I think America is such an amazing country with everything that's there. Like, you know, that's why we want to travel there. Like, there's
the
so
idea
much
of America,
beautiful about
let's
it.
Put it that way.
The
idea of
the America. Idea of America, but the reality is that there's just so much bad shit going on. I'm not saying here's that much better, but I mean, there are things here that would make it a lot safer. Like, I know my kid ain't going to get blown. Her head's not going to get blown off at school. Yeah. People can get abortions if they really need to. Like, all of that kind of stuff. It's just crazy that for a country that believes it's so free, it's really quite terrifying.
Well,
like, they actually keep your population in a state of fear.
That's part of the problem, is that they've exploited this great American exceptionalism where we thought we were the freest country on earth. And, oh, look at this. This just happened. A terrorist bombed the World Trade Center. We have to restrict these freedoms to make sure we protect these freedoms. You know, and it just has escalated and snowballed so that they keep encroaching on the right to free speech, the right to free assembly, the right to free protest, the right to privacy. All of our rights are getting slowly eroded, and they're still like, look at this. There's trans people on a commercial. It's awful, you know, and they're distracting with these wedge issues by people who don't know any better. You know, the people who live in the so-called middle, they don't meet trans people that often.
No,
and you know, and the people that are responding to all this bullshit are people who don't really, I'm not going to be rude, but they don't really see the bigger picture. They are just buying the shit that they're being fed.
Right.
I'm going to call someone out. My old instructor really disappointed me, my Taekwondo instructor, when they commented on an article about, it was something to do with the Thor movie and someone's gay in it, like, it's a flying F. And he commented on there straight away, that, oh, there's no such thing as gay people. They're just people that need therapy. And I'm like, wow, like, you're someone I looked up to as a young man when I was in my teens and early 20s, and I trained with you for 13 years, and you think that, like, someone like me is fucked up. Like, and they buy all this shit then that they get fed. He's commenting on stupid shit. He commented on the Roe vs. Wade thing. I posted something about the 70s show actress that had to have a late term abortion because the fetus was unviable. And he's like, oh, well, this is what you get when transgenders and all these people want to push for rights. The pendulum swings both ways. And I'm like, well, yeah, it does swing both ways, but holy fuck, did it swing in your way big time? Like, what the hell are you posting right now on my page?
The things that keeps me sane is I remember that one of my earliest professors used to always say the arc of history is like a clock. It always swings from right to left and some settles in the middle, you know, and it's like, yeah, we are on the right now, but it's got to swing back to the left at some point, you know, and this is the reaction to
definitely
gay marriage.
And I can say either way is either like too far left, too far right can be detrimental, like is detrimental. We really do need
We're going to talk about right now. Okay. But we should mention that overnight or during the day in America,
Oh.
Trump's first wife, Ivana, has passed away at 73. So she survived. She survived him.
She had a heart attack. And apparently was found at the bottom of the steps.
Yeah.
They determined
whether she fell down the steps or not.
She may have. I'd say she probably did. But
look, she was definitely an icon of the late 80s, early 90s. She was everywhere and just famous.
I really hope people don't shit on her legacy and her memory because of who her husband is and how they feel.
She should have her own memory. I have to say,
yeah, this. Exactly.
I wasn't Ivana, you know. I'm not trying to bash the dead, but she became in the end when Trump got to be president. She had written a tell-all book about him after their divorce that painted him as a violent, narcissistic rapist, which would surprise nobody who's paying attention. But then when he became president, she retracted it all. She became a Trump apologist, just like the rest of the Klan. I mean, I'm sorry that she's dead. I don't wish death upon anybody. Well, you know, maybe one or two. But hey, you know. she tarnished her own legacy by becoming a Trump apologist. I can't help it. You know, she was a fashion icon.
She's still somebody's mother, somebody's wife. So rest in peace, my dear. But look, as we were talking, it does swing both ways. Oh, poor Sleepy Joe had a bit of an incident this week.
Tell me what happened.
What did Biden do?
He had a bit of a Ron Burgundy moment.
Who
has a speech impediment.
Yes.
And dementia.
You know, and possibly. Reading off a prompter. He did way better than Trump did. There's plenty of reading off a teleprompter going,
Look, we have to be equal and fair. And to be honest, at least it was funny in a funny way. Not funny in a, oh my God, what's happening to the country way. But repeat line. It's like, oh, bless. God love you, Joe.
I know. I get it. But... He reads way better than Trump ever did.
Yeah. Well, Trump he probably doesn't have to spell things out phonetically.
The oranges. He couldn't read the word origin. Do you remember that one? At least Trump.
It's funny.
And he hasn't told anyone to inject cleaning fluid into themselves yet either. So he's winning.
Least Biden read the correct words.
Oh, dear. You know?
Yeah. Makes you long for the days of W, doesn't it?
It does make us long for a younger president. We got to get away from
a younger president. I think that's what we need. This is what I said a couple of weeks ago. You don't have to be late 60s, early 70s to have enough knowledge to be the president. In fact, it kind of limits your life. Your life experience is very limited to the people that you are, you know, serving.
I really want Jenna Jameson to be the American president just for like one term. It'd be amazing.
Look, I say I'm like Dwayne The Rock Johnson all the way. I think he'd be so good.
Yeah, you're all wrong. It's president
of personality.
President Oprah.
Nope.
Kick Steve off the show.
Could you imagine?
What the?
Come on, bro! I'm the president! Good for you.
You get health care! And you get health care! And you!
He's a bit extreme, but I could go for President Beto.
President? Oh, okay, we're going to segue from reading.
What about President Bonanza?
Michael Landon's dead.
I can exhume him. It's fine.
Which
actress did I not know was Ted? Was it Joan Crawford or which one?
One person who struggles to read to another person who allegedly can't read. Now, this won't really matter to people who don't know a lot about Broadway, but I'm sure Vera knows a little bit about this story.
I do.
On our left-hand side, we have Beanie Feldstein, who is Jonah Hill's younger sister. And she's currently starring in the return to stage of Funny Girl, made famous by Barbara Streisand. On the right, we have, of course, famous Glee star Lea Michele, also alleged racist, bully, and
why is she a racist?
Illiterate.
She was very
so
she's a bitch. Here's the story. Because she didn't like everyone, and some of them happen to be minorities. No, she's racist.
She bullied the majority of the Glee cast, and especially Samantha.
She didn't
Ware,
single anyone was, out.
She did.
Oh yeah, so no, she did.
Yeah, she did. She Samantha Ware, who was...
I thought she was equally horrible.
No, she was quite racist. Worse
to the people.
Quite racist and unapologetic about it, saying, I don't remember saying these
I
things.
Went back for you then, Leah. Sorry, girl.
No, you should probably get out of the Leah Michele camp.
You out my court, girl.
The
sorry.
The best part about this is that everybody knows it's sizist. You know, that the unspoken part of this is that you know, Beanie had her shot, but she was too fat to sell the house.
Oh, and they're having a go at her that she can't sing and that she can't do this and she can't do that. I'm like, well, you cast her. Like, mm-hmm. Even if it
well,
is stunt casting.
Because she could sing and they cast her because she had this personality and then they cast her for a whole bunch of reasons. She, you know, she is funny. She's been, given a lot of acclaim in different arenas, but they decided after 6 months of lagging sales. Now, did anybody really need a remake of Funny Girl? You know,
no.
Maybe not. You know, but all these actresses were clamoring to play her. I'm very curious to see if Lea Michele sells better than Beanie.
It'll be interesting to see because she's been vying for this role forever. It was a big story. It was her storyline on Glee is that Rachel wanted to play Fanny Bryce. She failed the audition and then she eventually got onto Broadway. And the reason, allegedly, the alleged reason that she didn't get cast in this as like for the debut is because of the drama that's gone on. The racism, the bullying, the diva antics on set. Like, that's the reason why they didn't headline with her straight away. When this was announced, so Beanie's basically been bullied out of the role by everyone to do with the show, like except for the cast. I think the cast are quite look quite supportive of her. They have nothing but nice things to say about her. But the whole production team were like, "Ooh, it's yucky."
I think there was a problem with her and Ramin, the leading man.
It's also funny to note that once this got announced and Lea Michele's actually pushed forward. Coming in 3 weeks earlier than when she was supposed to, she's basically told him to get rid of her because she's ready. How rude!
Wow.
Her former Glee co-star Jane Lynch,
Leah's worse than Mariah,
who was co-starring in the show at the time, has now left. She's like, "Well, I'm going so she doesn't have to work with Lea."
Do you reckon Lea drove Corey to his problems?
Oh, do you know it's his anniversary today?
I don't think that's very fair to say, and that's not really a joke that we should be making.
I'm just putting it out there.
I think he had lots of his own issues that he didn't deal with correctly.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And probably being with a toxic person exacerbated them.
Well, I mean,
I think it's the ninth year anniversary of him as well. Leaving us,
I'm not going to judge their relationship, and I, it you know,
is. Yeah, I've got nothing to say about Corey.
I'm not going to judge their relationship.
Yeah, he seems like a pretty genuine
I'm
dude.
Just
he
just
had
cause
some
drama
issues.
Here, you know.
I'm like, for goodness sake,
either I walk off or I make a really
look. Somebody just
I'd
kick Luke out.
There.
Fuck it.
I'd pick
walk it out.
Have a great show, guys.
Okay, here's a divisive issue, but. Props to this woman in Texas.
Is it Kylie Minogue?
No. So she was recently pulled over for driving in a transit lane.
Okay, wait. Okay, I've got the story.
In the car.
All right.
But
because you keep breaking
we
up
had
a bit,
quick
Steve.
Thought and,
yeah, you were breaking up.
You were breaking up. So okay, so it's a pregnant lady that was driving in Texas. In a carpooling lane. And they pulled her over and they said, "Hey, bitch, you can't be driving here because you're by yourself." And she's like, "There's someone inside me. And now that it's law that this is now a person, that now there's two people in the
Chris
car.
Cox.
And so that was her argument, was that, look, you know, once there's a person at conception, so why can't she be in the carpooling lane with a baby in her tummy?
And
did I do it okay?
Excellent point.
That's flex.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to fucking... They're going to win, but, you know, good on her for making headlines and sort of stirring up this whole... Well, it ain't a person. It's like, exactly.
She still got the ticket, even though the law says it is a person and it's murder. She still got a ticket.
You can't have it both ways, right? This is my comment. You can't have it both ways. Either it's a person and she's fine,
you know,
or she's not.
That's the problem with the Republican Party, is they want it both ways. You know? Yep, it matters when you're getting an abortion, but if we're not, you know, we're not.
But you're still
going to
get a driving ticket, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. We're not
you pregnant bitch. You make sure you carry that baby to term.
She's already determined at this point. That baby.
I'm glad that we're concerned about children, because someone was very concerned about Simone Biles making sure that she got a coloring pack.
Oh my god! I can't believe this happened.
How do you not know who Simone
Biles
look, is?
The person obviously did. I don't know who she is. So they. She looks very. Look, she's petite. She's a gymnast, right? No, she's a very petite. Look, no. I'm going to advocate for whoever this fucking poor bitch was that gave her the coloring pack. She's very petite. A lot of gymnasts, because of the stuff they do, their puberty's a little bit delayed too. She has a very young face. I would not offer someone who I thought was a teenager a coloring pack. But I get, hey, she looks amazing for age. Because what is she, mid, late 20s?
Yeah.
Girl, own it. Love it.
Her response was, I'm good, I'm 25.
Yeah, she doesn't look like someone who would color. I'm sorry.
No. But, you know, maybe they just have this rule.
Like,
offer it to anyone who looks
15.
Like.
She could probably get away with 15. She's not going to get away with 7.
She's not 12. No. Even
but
12,
maybe they have a thing, like, you know, if it's a kid's ticket. Because I think, what is it now for a child sticking on a plane? It's like, is it up to age 15?
Yeah, but she's
not
25.
It's Simone Biles, Luke. She's
but the girl just saw her and went, she looks young. I'll offer her a colouring pack.
No, they would have to manifest knowing that the person in that seat is not a child.
Oh, fuck right. off. Do you go through your manifests every time someone comes through? I don't even know who half my patients are half the time.
Why? Luke! Luke!
That's how Luke lost his job. Oh, dear.
I'm not talking about the patients I'm directly caring for. I mean, when I'm in charge of the ward, I don't know who's in the fucking 40 beds. I can go to the list and go, oh, that's who they are.
Yeah, look, you can have work faux pas, but none as big as Heather Kovar's this week.
Oh, Heather.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, Heather.
Oh.
She was on air.
She had an uncensored radio moment.
Yeah.
I really like her facial expressions. That last one.
When I first saw this story, I
saw the pictures and I hadn't seen the clip yet. And I thought, oh, this woman had a stroke on air.
Stroke,
look at that fist. That was my first thought. She had a stroke.
But then you watch.
Well, I had to Google her because I was like, oh, does she look that rough? And then I looked her up and I'm like, oh, fuck, she looks so different, but she ain't messy. So,
oh, yeah, she's together usually.
Yeah, no, if you see the side-by-side of her, not...
But poor bugger, like, look, in fairness, why would you show up to work like that unless there's some shit going down?
In fairness, if I showed up to work drunk, I'd be fired.
Period. Oh, fucking no, but she's doing news. We care
but
for
she
people.
Wasn't, so, but she wasn't fired, and she has chosen to say that she is parting ways with the network.
Oh, I read that
she's
that she
on.
Was fired in the Albany Sentinel.
She was stood down. She was stood down. So she wasn't fired. She was stood down, but she chose to leave. You know how they kind of give you that option every now and then? But
we don't
you
have
can leave.
Stood down.
Yeah, so well, she got, let's say, gently fired. She got gently denied.
Gently fired.
Like Miss Amber Heard.
For that, though? Like, really?
Amber Heard was gently denied this week for the mistrial that she claimed happened.
Just leave it, Amber. Yeah. Amber, woo-hoo. The spotlight has now moved on to other things, you know? Woo-hoo. Ivana Trump's dead. Fucking just let other people have some of the spotlight, girl. You're done. Like, you had your big trial.
Was she in the room? Was she in the room is my question.
What, did she push Ivana down the stairs?
No, she knows she lost, or does she not comprehend? You can't, like, now she's going, oh, the juror's not the right juror. Like, would you not?
But Steve, it doesn't matter in her world. It does not matter what the reality is. It's just all about how can I get more out of this?
Yes, I agree. And that's part of
to play devil's advocate, though, I know a bunch of people who are that vague and will stand there and they will say to your face, no, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Like, you know, you've just seen them do something and they will look at you and go, I didn't. I really did not just do that. And you're like, but I watched you. And they're like,
are they gaslighting or are they fucking crazy?
No. Yeah.
I feel like she's either trying to gaslight the whole of the world or she's just fucking dumb. Either way.
You know, in my experience, people, liars will never, ever, ever admit they're lying. You can catch them in the lie 150 freaking times and they'll just tell more lies. No, that wasn't a lie. That happened because of X, Y, and Z. It's like, well, we can prove X, Y, and Z didn't happen. No, you didn't hear me. I didn't say X, Y, and Z. I said A, B, and C. You're not paying attention
to me. Narcissists believe their own lies, too.
Like, the narcissist is strong in that one. And, yeah.
What a fantastic segue. I'm not even going to say names.
Is it Kylie Minogue? Is it Kylie Minogue? Kylie Minogue!
Oh, it's Lauren.
Oh, it's Vera's friend, Lauren.
My favorite.
Who is Lauren? Tell us all about Lauren.
Lauren's a congresswoman from Colorado whose husband was actually in jail for exposing himself to an underage person in a bowling alley. And she's now written a tell-all that says that the underage person was a bartender, which is fucking bullshit because you can't be a bartender if you're underage. And that the bartender asked him to see his special tattoo. It's like, how would she know that he had a special tattoo if he wasn't bragging about the special tattoo?
So she's as low as Jizzy.
So blaming
she's
victims,
actually
basically.
Quite happy to, completely invalidate an abused woman just to defend her hubby and her bullshit beliefs.
The biggest red flag is actually in the background of the business that she owns. Let's look at this photo again. Not only is she holding a gun at her bar, but if you look to the back left, you can see what looks like giant crosses.
Yes. At least two crucifixes.
At least two crucifixes at her establishment where you're allowed to carry a gun, but don't you try to board a baby.
Yeah.
Do you reckon she's gone herself with one exorcist doll?
I think that she needs a lot more help.
Well, I understand that the bar is now closed today. That today they were
what
closed
should
they?
Because she's gone herself with the crucifix,
taxes.
Isn't she?
She's not paying the taxes that would be paying her salary and all the salary of these bullshit Congress people who aren't doing anything. She's not paying her fucking taxes.
Exactly.
So you say she's there with the crucifix going, fuck taxes, fuck taxes.
No,
she's there with the crucifix saying, my bar is here in the name of Jesus and we're tax exempt.
And look, she'll put this down. She'll put this down to an attack on morals and attack on American decency. She is the one that is breaking the law, bitch.
Like, come drink at my bar while you're pregnant, but you gotta keep the baby.
You're not famous enough. You're not powerful enough to get away with bald-faced lying to the American public. You don't have kind of influence.
These kind of liars don't ever know that they don't admit they're lying. They don't know they're lying.
No wonder she hangs out with Marjorie all the time.
Oh, they're besties.
Yeah.
Maybe Amber should get a job at the bar.
The Waldorf of the White House.
They're beasties. That's being mean to Waldorf and what's his name?
Statler and Waldorf.
Statler, yes.
That is upsetting them.
We apologize
yeah, stop
to
it.
Statler and Waldorf.
They've got quite...
Like
their humor is highbrow, okay? No.
Yeah.
I think... while we're throwing apologies around, though, Rob Zombie owes an apology. Oh, my God. Has anyone seen the trailer to The Munsters?
No, I missed this.
I've read people's comments about I haven't watched it, but I've just heard that it's horrible.
It is like the worst made-for-TV, straight-to-video 90s release you've seen.
Isn't that Hep C riddled thing that's his wife in it?
That's going to be bad. And she's got this weird, she's made this weird choice for Lillian's voice.
I've got Hep C.
It's like a bad Saturday Night Live parody.
Is it and worse Grandpa than Love and
sounds
Thunder?
Like a munchkin.
I just wouldn't. I'm embarrassed. Like,
not okay.
Who's all playing the Marilyn? Was, Pamela Anderson?
Well, they're not in it. There's no Eddie Munster, there's no Marilyn, because this is happening when Lily is looking for a husband. So it's like the prequel to The Munsters.
Well, she's still trying to clear herself of her hepatitis C.
There won't be a sequel, let's put it that way. If you've seen the trailer, there will not be a sequel to that movie. It's like, oh. But there is a prequel that's coming out that the Uncensored Horror Crew are very excited about. Orphan First Blood is coming to Paramount Plus in August.
Now listen, I betcha she would have been offered a fucking colouring pack on a plane too.
Can you believe that she is late 20s now?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Isabel Furman is late 20s and still passable as a child. So she's the Simone Biles of the horror world. But she poor Esther doesn't... makes it very obvious that she's not a child. If you've seen Orphan, you would know that Esther makes it very clear that she is not a child. Vera's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen that movie.
Okay, I saw Orphan in Thailand, and I need to tell you about this because the nun dies in the movie,
Why
right?
Why were you in Thailand?
On holiday. And I just decided to go to a movie one day. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Some boobs.
I was probably really hungover or something, and I was like, oh. Let's go and see Orphan. Anyway, they cut out the scene where the nun dies. So you know the nun dies because everyone's talking about it. This bitch is dead. And I'm like, oh, okay. Apparently, because they actually show the kill in the movie, they cut it out because not because it was violent or murderous, because she was a religious woman. You can't do that to somebody who's godly.
And Thailand's a highly religious country. Yeah. That's not a surprise. It's called censorship rules. It's called censorship. That's okay. We're excited about that one.
But you can go and buy your porn down at the, you know, Soy 2. Yeah, that's okay.
I only like free porn.
We just make it now, don't we, Brookie?
Thailand, no, it's cheap surgery.
I'm like, still looking for that
cheap surgery. Cheap surgery. What a great segue.
100%
The dress Mummy drama makeovers. Continues. The dress drama continues.
Get
now,
it.
Kim is now claiming that the diet that she went on to fit into the dress has aggravated her psoriasis and given her a worse condition. I can't remember what she said she had.
It's called bullshit-itis. Now move on. Yeah.
It's called you're not going to get sympathy, no matter how much you try and play it off. To the point, like, people are still angry about this, and I love it. Ripley's are like, oh, that was the condition that it went in. I'm like, you're in the Ripley's office with this woman reefing it over her ass. There's videos of it. There's videos of them tying it up. That damage happened in your office. This story is gone away because of Chris. I bet you. She's paying off Ripley's to say Kim didn't do it. It wasn't Kim's fault. Mark my words. It was Kim's fault. And
it was Kim's fault.
That's just the momager trying to downplay the drama. But, like, you can't be like, I went on this diet. I tried so hard, bitch. The dress didn't fit even after the diet. So you failed on point one.
Why you don't wear other people's clothes? Like, fuck.
Like, if you want to just say I'm inspired by Marilyn Monroe. Why not commission one in your size, in your skin color, and do an ode to Marilyn Monroe? You don't have to wear the dress.
Right.
That wouldn't have been controversial.
Once again, it's pure narcissism.
That would not have been controversial. That would not have caused
wouldn't have got her attention. Would we be talking about her right now if she wore a replica of the dress? No. It's because she fucked the dress.
Kardashian rhymes with cunt.
But people love Kurt Cobain. Not everyone wants to suck on the end of the shotgun that he put in his mouth. Like,
oh my god, I didn't know quite where you were going with that. I was like,
be appropriate.
Look, I would have.
This woman said, like,
I thought I was the controversial one this episode. Whoa.
But like, people are part of history. And the things that they do and the objects that they touch and the people that they affect are part of history for a reason. You don't get to fuck around with history just because you are famous.
Right.
And the only reason
great segue.
Because you made a sex tape.
We have to talk about OJ's daughter, though.
Oh.
OJ's daughter's having a baby with the guy that's cheated on her 3 times.
Well, guess what? I'm not surprised that girl doesn't have really bad attachment styles when her daddy was a murderer. So maybe her idea of men isn't real healthy.
And her alleged daddy had a lot to say about what to do with women's bodies a couple of weeks ago. It's like, read the room, OJ. Read the room.
What to do with their bodies after they're dead?
After you murdered them.
Oh, I thought, like, was it a Roe versus Wade thing? Or is it after
I'm not
it's, like,
even
literally getting
that
rid of the bodies?
Vera, after you murdered
his
them.
His daughter insists that he didn't do it.
Sydney, yeah, of course he does.
Nicole Brown's daughter.
If you were a female that was related to O.J. Simpson, would you be arguing with him?
No.
He got away with murder once. He was in prison for her entire childhood. He was in prison for her entire childhood.
But it's actually sad because obviously that girl loves him so much.
Well, yeah.
And he's an awful person. So is it a surprise that she doesn't have a healthy even identity about herself and her attachment styles are all fucked up because that's her idol. It's a piece of shit.
Well, sometimes horrible people get a little bit of
Kylie Minogue.
No, we get a little bit of you know. Just
are you
going to
show the story eventually?
Armie Hammer.
Is it really Armie Hammer? It doesn't look.
Well,
like it.
this is the allegations that you know famous kink artist / sexual assaultist. / vampire / all round weirdo,
Armie
Hammer,
money.
Who has
he
been
money.
Dropped like a hot potato by Hollywood, has been allegedly spotted in the Cayman Islands selling timeshare. Now, this originally he was there was a producer that said he was their hotel. What are they called? Concierge.
Yeah,
he was their concierge. And did that, but they TMZ rang around and was like, "Oh no, that was just a joke that Mr. Hammer's friends played on him." And they did like a thing saying he was a concierge. But those photos were taken in the office of the timeshare company. So apparently, he is broke and trying to support his family, who have well and truly abandoned him. Now, he's a gross human being.
Why? Why did you do that? Wait a minute.
He's a gross human being.
I'm trying to...
But should we be... criticizing
him? I'm trying to rattle him.
You're just interrupting me at the moment.
Sorry.
Should we be criticizing him for working to support his family, even though he is allegedly a piece of shit?
Well, I mean, there are people who say he didn't do it. There are people that say it was all consensual. There are people that still support him. I can't believe he'd be working as a timeshare salesman. I can't, you know, there has to be something between.
Vera, there is that to that point. He comes from a very famous oil family.
Yes.
And there is a documentary.
Baking soda.
There's a documentary called House of Hammer coming out. He is the black sheep of the family. He's been completely cut off. He is persona non grata with that family. But he wasn't A-list.
Yeah, he was for a bit here in the States.
It's easy to blow through that money when you're living in Hollywood.
Well, I don't know.
And possibly living outside of your means.
He was in a Lone Ranger.
But you don't know that, you know? Lone Ranger was a flop, though.
I liked it. I've seen it.
Well, big surprise. Horses and guns. Yeah. Vera's, ooh.
Vera's like, oh my God, I'm a little moist.
So should we, let's pivot. We've talked about a lot of things that are bad for children. Let's talk about something that is great for all humankind. Barbie is really stepping up this year. I feel like we're becoming a Barbie podcast, but I had to mention it. Barbie have come out with a Jane Goodall Barbie doll.
Good for Barbie.
Yeah, Barbie's all over. There's a Naomi Osaka Barbie doll as well. There's also a Barbie doll of one of the women who was the vaccine for COVID-19. She has a Barbie doll.
And they've also got like a whole range of body positive.
Well, I think Barbie's
including wheelchairs and chubby chicks and.
Well, Barbie's evolved past just being like, you know, big boobed fashion icon to actually representing women in a different way now. Like, you know, my daughter's favorite Barbie is her karate Barbie. So it's like the Barbie just in a bloody taekwondo outfit that can break boards and stuff. That's her favorite Barbie out of all of them. She doesn't care if she's not the most beautiful or whatever. It's because of what she can do. So I think this is a really good way, a really good path that Barbie's got, Mattel's going in, that girls are now engaging with what that doll represents rather than what it looks like or, there's like so much more to it. Hey?
My son Matthew's favorite Barbie is the one that wears a bathing suit. You know, so like, and it's not about anything, like he's autistic, he loves Barbie, he's got baby dolls. And blah, blah, blah. But he loves Barbie in general. And, you know, he doesn't have a Taekwondo Barbie, whereas my daughter doesn't really like Barbie at all. But, you know, my
Barbie means so much more than just what the original idea that people think it is, and that it's just some bimbo and blah,
and
blah, blah.
I think Barbie has always been representative of women's rights. If you go back to the... If you go back to the very beginning, she was a doll. She was a doll that looked like her creator's daughter. But she was also a character that was a vet, a nurse, an astronaut, a da-da-da.
She wasn't limited to later.
Yeah, but it's not something that was limited to I am a housewife character that, like, all you do is make me look pretty.
They
evolved with the time.
She did have her own house.
Yes.
It was independence for Barbie, even in her earliest years.
And this,
but she
and
wasn't
even,
a, those things. She wasn't a, she didn't have a career till later.
No, but even
and when
here,
my little gay neighbor used to play with them, holy shit, Barbie was like really, like she made Joan Crawford look like an angel.
Barbie,
he was throwing Ken's shit out and everything.
This
like,
particular Barbie is made. This particular Barbie is made of 75% recycled materials as well. She doesn't have the typical Barbie makeup. She is representative of Jane Goodall and her work with the chimp. She has a David Graybeard chimp that looked like was originally. It's historically accurate. It's teaching children through play, which is a huge thing. And I think it's refreshing to see a brand that is that old that will still progress with the times and, you know, make these different body shapes and different ethnicities and different
icons,
aspirational goals.
Yep, I agree.
And there's a RuPaul Barbie. There is a RuPaul Barbie.
There's lots.
And if there
of
was a Simone Biles Barbie.
There was a Simone Biles.
The coloring set.
There was a Simone Biles Barbie, I'm pretty sure.
And Vera can't wait to get her Marjorie Taylor Greene, Barbie.
Yeah. I'm going to set it on fire.
And then get an autograph.
Vera will have the magnified glass out the sun, like, bad that, bitch.
Oh,
that's
no.
when
we're
Barbie
gonna,
becomes
a
fucking,
like a
what's it called? We, Juju doll. Oh,
we'll talk later, Vera. I got you.
All right, here it is. Here's the story that Luke's wanted. Australia's favorite Barbie.
Kylie Minogue!
Is returning to her roots. So this will only mean something for the Australian fans or anyone that follows Australian soaps.
Or UK.
Iconic Australian soapy Neighbours is finishing its run very, very soon.
This
July
month.
28th. After 30-something years? 38 years?
I was going to say approximately 7,000 years.
Look, I haven't watched Neighbours for probably... probably nearly two decades since the mid-90s, I think. But I will watch Kylie and Jason come back because I grew up with that. And I kind of have a little
Minogue,
soft spot.
Vera, do you know who Kylie Minogue is?
I vaguely know that she has a career.
I just can't get you out of my head, Kylie.
Famous in the land down under, but...
Yeah, so this was her big TV breakthrough. And she played Charlene, a mechanic. So she was a tomboy. And she married Scott, and it was one of the highest rated events in Australian television history still to this day.
20 million viewers in the UK for that wedding.
Yeah. So it is iconic. The show's finishing up, and with the show finishing up, they have managed to get a whole heap of their cast members to come back. It's actually quite quite nostalgic. I think that they would have to start bringing these people in soon because they have filmed a lot of stuff. So, Neighbours, it's going to finish up in a couple of weeks. We're going to miss you. Even if you haven't watched it in years, you go, oh, Neighbours, Ramsey Street. It'd be like Days of Our Lives finishing or something, you know, something
Look,
that's been a staple of TV.
I'm throwing it out there because Kylie and Jason released a single in the 80s called Especially For You, and it was like the Charlene and Scott romance in a song. They're going to release a remix this year, like a 2022 version.
That would
be smart.
If they don't, I don't think Kylie and Jason would do this if there wasn't a bigger end game here. I really believe that's going to, and it'll rip up the charts in the UK.
Well,
do
yeah,
it.
Neighbors
Kylie, I can produce you, girl. Come get me.
It's a UK phenomenon, so I think there'll be a few sad faces, and it is a very sad state for the Australian TV landscape as well to think that an iconic show like that relied so heavily on
the
funding
UK.
From
well
overseas.
That's where the money was, that's where the viewers are.
We
the Australian population is too small.
We don't fund our own arts anymore. That's sad. It's cheaper to get a bunch of nobodies to get married and whack them in a house so they fight, and that's considered TV.
Yeah.
Sad but true, the death of TV.
But it's true all over.
Yeah.
Not just in
excitingly though,
Australia.
There is a little bit of light on the horizon. Rosie O'Donnell's is returning to screens in A League of Their Own.
Oh.
Yes. So it'll be very interesting to see how this one is received because it jumps a lot more into the politics of the time than the comedy of the movie. It obviously is a lot about sexuality because even in the recent weeks with the promo for this show, one of the original players of the league, who is 86, came out.
Oh, wow!
At 86 and said, I'm gay. Wow. I was gay the entire time I played, but because of the climate, there were so many of us that couldn't.
Well, girl, I hope you enjoyed it before 86.
Yeah,
she's obviously had a life, but imagine being able to get to the point where you can go, oh, I've done it. I can say my truth. That's amazing.
Yeah, fuck it. At 86 years old, I'm gonna live my truth.
Especially being someone that's historically relevant.
She lived her truth before that.
I was going to say,
making a public
to live it out loud.
Yeah, to live it out loud and not behind a closed door, because that's what society expected of her, being who she was.
It wasn't just your auntie who lives with her roommate.
Yeah, it was to be able to live her truth. I say, like, more power to her, because that would be one of the most significant things to
feel good stories. Is that good?
You should be allowed to lick stamps.
We like to feel good stories every now and then. One thing that makes me feel good every time it happens,
licking stamps,
is a section of the show.
Colin Minogue.
We love to call Vera Vent. Okay, we missed it last week. Katie did a good cover job in your stead, Ving. So I hope you check it out. You got to check it out. But the original is back and she is ready to vent. So here we go, Ving. In 3, 2, 1, vent.
All right, kids. Like I was saying earlier, Roe v. Wade has not disappeared yet. There were multiple states with multiple trigger laws all ready to go the minute that the Supreme Court struck it down. And one of those states was the lovely state of Ohio. And within 3 days of the trigger law going into effect, it was found that this young girl was pregnant. Now, the biggest argument that these people have for taking away the right to reproductive choice is that they're saving the children. It's all about the children. Save the babies. Hashtag the children. We love the children. That's why we hate the pedophiles. Just don't ever call Donald Trump a pedophile. But I digress. Anyway, these For the Children people who have spent 50 years trying to overturn Roe v. Wade and finally succeeded, never accounted for the children of rape who end up pregnant. There was a child of 10 years old in Ohio shortly after the trigger law went into effect who was pregnant due to rape and actually was so far along that they determined she was pregnant at the age of 9. Now, children giving birth is always bad for the mother. You know, there's no good way for a 9 or 10 year old girl to give birth. Their bodies are not prepared to carry a child. Their bones are not hardened enough to carry a child. The process of growing the child will bleach the calcium out of their bones and make their bones brittle at an early age. Their pelvis is not widened. They can't get the child out. The ramifications to their circulatory system and their heart are extraordinary. No 9, 10, 11, 12, even 13-year-old should be forced to carry a child. They could die. Quite frankly, they could die. And this young 10-year-old found herself pregnant, or her mother found her pregnant, and the doctor who determined that the child was pregnant reached out to another doctor in another state and asked to get this child an abortion because it's agreed across the entire medical community that 10-year-olds should not be pregnant. And this other doctor agreed, and this other doctor did leak it to the press. She made public that the abortion law in Ohio was already challenging the life of a child, a real child, not an unborn child. And all of the Republicans in power in Ohio went on all out against this Illinois doctor, said she was lying. They have no evidence that this rape even occurred. It's all a liberal hoax. And we don't think that this happened because our police wouldn't allow a child to be raped and not do anything. And for 48 hours, the news cycle was full of the Republican denial that this ever happened and was anything more than a publicity stunt by those crazy God-hating liberals. Then lo and behold, yesterday afternoon, the rapist was apprehended, not just for the rape that caused the pregnancy, but for multiple rapes prior to that. And the only comment from these Republican asswipes that were calling this a stunt was, "We rejoice that a rapist is behind bars." And of course, you know, they never blamed the child, they say. But now, in an epic, epic form of ass douchery, they are going after the doctor because the law challenges any doctor who assists in an abortion to jail time. So there you have it. your right to life party, your for the kid party, taking away the kids' rights every single day. And we know this because they won't fund pre-K. They won't fund food nutrition programs. They won't fund anything except for their tax credits and their credits for their boats and their credits for their airplanes and their credits for their travel. Fuck you, Republicans. We see you. We know what you're doing.
And that's why we have Vera here to right the wrongs of civilization. I mean, you gotta say it. If it doesn't get said, it gets forgotten. So
I'm a little bit broken over work, that one,
as per usual.
It's heartbreaking.
I have a 9-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And nine.
Yeah, no.
This isn't some third world religious country. This is America.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
Meant to be one of the most powerful countries on the planet, and they allow something like that to happen to a child.
But we're not going to finish on a down note this week because I have something for
not
you
okay.
In this week's What the Fuck Weekly. What the? Now, how would you feel if you were walking along the shoreline, having a beautiful, picturesque day, and you came across thousands and thousands of tiny bodies? That's right. On the Texas coast, they are finding dolls washing up. Thousands upon thousands of dolls washing up.
What idiot decided that this was a good movement? What's it to be for Roe vs. Wade?
No,
they don't know the source of the dolls. They're assuming that there must have been some sort of tanker sinking.
Yeah, cargo
and
ship.
And there's
a
current called the Gulf Loop
around
the Gulf. And they believe that these dolls have obviously been in the water for quite some time. They're full of barnacles. They've been bitten by animals.
I was going to say, imagine how many of those dolls are inside all little fish's tummies.
Yes.
A nightmare. That's just nightmare fuel. Imagine
what if they
mutate?
The TV host, John Oliver, has offered $10,000 for anybody to collect these dolls and get them to him. He promises a swift and fast exorcism.
John Oliver does not like dolls. He's freaked out by the whole situation and is like, they need to be burnt. So he's going to pay $10,000 to people who collect the dolls and bring them to him.
People should actually buy them. I mean, that's a little collector's thing.
They're not in sellable condition.
Barnacle babies.
These dolls.
Barnacle babies.
It's got barnacles and it's been destroyed.
Would you buy a doll in your house, Luke?
It has a prawn sticking out of its eye. It's not good. It's not okay.
Everybody knows my love of creepy dolls, and I think it's kind of adorable.
Yeah.
Well, so,
Brooke, there you go. There's your first seller, eBay.
Brooke needs to go on holidays because, what one person finds offensive or disturbing, other people find entertaining. And I cannot get a better segue to announce the relaunch of Guilty Pleasures here on Uncensored Radio. So Guilty Pleasures is one of the old school shows from the original run of Uncensored, and it is being rebirthed with two of its original stars, Jeffrey and Miss Katrina A. Johnson, with Ms. Madison Devine and TikTok sensation Dakota. They are back. They are premiering July 27th, so they will be on every Wednesday, which means from now on, folks, we have a show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the States. We are covering the week. We should have things for you at all times. This week,
and I want to apologize to the world for unleashing Madison Devine on all of you.
This week, I got to sit down with the amazing Australian content creator, comedian, and actor, Miss Ruby Tees. If you haven't watched that, Ruby's hilarious. Check her out. We're doing an interview this afternoon, but we're not going to tell you who it is. Aussies, and actually Americans, you'll know this person, but we're not going to say
anything. You're terrible, Steve.
We're not going to say anything. Watch out for that person coming up. We've got a few more TikTokers that are going to drop by for a chat. We have an assigned. We've got more assigned seating. We've got more uncensored horror. There's going to be more
Power Rangers
tables, and
we've
there's
got some
going
Power
to be
Rangers.
Yeah, there's going to be some Power Rangers dropping by. There's going to be a bit of something for everyone. So keep tuned to Uncensored Radio. Please, 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 if you don't already follow us on the socials, give us a like, especially on Instagram. And we're kind of a little bit sad on Instagram. So if you can follow at LiveUCR on Instagram, you'll get the feed just like they do on Facebook. You can like us there. Please stream the audio as well. We're available on Spotify, Apple Music, all that kind of stuff. Anywhere you can stream stuff, you can stream us. You can listen to our beautiful voices. If you want some merch, make sure you visit our shop. That's not the right one. Where is it? Here it is.
Oh, no.
At least I fixed it. Oh, no. That's Facebook. Where is it? Where is it?
Buy my t-shirt.
Someone's moved my things around. Someone's moved. Anyway.
I get nervous.
Anyway. Check us out. We got stuff for you. We love you, folks. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Brooke. Thank you, Vera. It's been another week. Who knows where and what and how we shall be, but you all should know that we are going to be here for you next week, ready to shoot the shit, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of it. Until then,
Donald Trump land.
Stay safe and stay sexy. Bye.
Kylie Minogue.
Kitty!
'Krusty Barnacle Barbie for everyone. That's the next one we're releasing.
That's our next.